We swat, we zap them, but we shouldn't spray pesticides on our lawns to get rid of mosquitoes. When you fog or spray your lawn, chances are you're using an insecticide that kills all insects, such as bees and butterflies, the good insects. And KYW's Carol McKenzie tells us about more effective, environmentally friendly ways to cut down on those pests.
You know, you can see a lot of really tiny native bees are on here. You know, these are
those bees would be
right
goners
here.
If Joe McNeil weren't so careful about how he fights mosquitoes in his Ardmore yard.
Kind of organic material. It could be grass, it can be hay, or it could be cut perennials, like in this case.
McNeil uses mosquito buckets, a 5-gallon bucket filled with water. You put some garden debris in there, then toss in a quarter of a mosquito dunk, which contains a natural soil bacterium called BTI.
So the female mosquitoes will be attracted to the kind of funkiness of the water in the bucket with the fermenting cut grass, the hay, or cut perennials. They'll lay their eggs in that water. The mosquito larvae will eat the BTI, and they will die. So that is an ecological trap for them.
BTI specifically targets mosquito larvae and black flies. It's safe for other insects and wildlife. You want to cover the top of your bucket with chicken wire to prevent animals from falling in. Place the buckets around your yard, away from things like patios and porches. Villanova professor and ecologist Samantha Chapman says the buckets are a great way to cut down on mosquitoes because one adult can lay tons of eggs.
Until you stop that sort of like egg production turning into larvae, turning into adults, it's really hard to stop mosquitoes from becoming abundant in a given place.
Chapman says fogging isn't effective because it only kills the adult mosquitoes that are in your yard at that exact moment. She says another natural thing that works is planting native plants to attract birds, bats, and dragonflies, which all feast on mosquitoes. In Ardmore, Carol McKenzie, KYW News Radio.